From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The car business got a government bailout before the holidays, more than $20 billion from the U.S. and Canada in all. Now, the retail business is hoping to be bailed out, too, by last-minute shoppers. The coming week is make or break for many retailers, which is why stores are slashing already low prices by 50, 60, even 70%. NPR's Tamara Keith visited a Virginia mall to find out just how low they will go.
The fashion center at Pentagon City, just outside of Washington, D.C., is packed with shoppers. That's what you'd expect with less than a week to go before Christmas. According to a new survey from the National Retail Federation, as of last week, some 40 million people hadn't even started their holiday shopping. And most people aren't done.
I'd say I am 30% done.
You're nowhere near done.
I'm nowhere near done.
Antoinette Roberts-Smith is wearing a big furry hat and carrying a couple of shopping bags. She's retired and put off her shopping in part to see if the discounts would get deeper close to Christmas.
If I can get a sale, if I wait, you know, a few days for a sale, I think that's prudent, and I'm enjoying it.
Virtually every store here has a sign out front advertising a sale. Ann Taylor, buy one, get one free. Guests, take an additional 50% off. And at Aeropostale, 50 to 75% off everything.
70% off is the new 50% off.
Howard Davidowitz runs a retail consulting and investment banking firm in New York City.
The customers have never been more in charge. The stores have to get rid of the inventory. They've got no choice but to keep ratcheting down these prices.
Retailers went into this season with carefully laid plans for promotions and discounts. And in some cases, those plans have been scratched in favor of even deeper discounts to lure shoppers in. Many retailers are looking to this weekend and the next few days to save their December and the season as a whole.
Save $40 on this Canon PowerShot, just $159.99. Or save $80 on this TomTom GPS, only $99.99.
This ad started running today and will stay on the air through the week. Jim Babb, a spokesman for Circuit City, wouldn't say whether or not this campaign was a last-minute addition.
All retailers adjust to the times, and I'm really not at liberty to discuss our pricing strategy, but retailers do respond to circumstances.
And while a how-low-can-you-go strategy may be a good thing for shoppers, it spells trouble for retail profits, warns Adrian Tennant, a specialty retail analyst with Friedman Billings Ramsey. She's been following the retail industry for a decade and has never seen promotions quite like these.
If you give me a dollar and I give you back $1.50 worth of product, right, we can do that exchange all day long, but I'm losing money, but I'm still booking the revenue.
What Tennant is saying is that the malls could be full, sales could look okay, and ultimately, profits could be dismal. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.